The following recording was produced by the Queechy Church in Queechy, Vermont. For more information on the church, its activities, and resources, please visit us online at www.queechychurch.org.
Hi everyone, my name is Karis. I've been coming here since we started doing services here. I go to school, or I went to school, in northern New York, and I graduated in December. But, most importantly, I just got back from a three-month trip to Turkey, and I'd like to tell you guys a little bit about it, about what I saw God doing and what I learned, and ways that you can still be praying for the church in Turkey, even while I'm not there. So I went to Turkey for 3 months with a program called the Ephesus Relay, which is done kind of through my church up in northern New York and kind of through the sending agency People International. This was the second trip that they did. The first one was last year, also for 3 months, to the city of Aydın in Turkey. This time we went to Antakya, which used to be Antioch. It's mentioned in the Bible, so that was really cool. This time there were five of us who went. It was me, another girl from my church who had gone before. She was the team leader. Then we had a missionary from Colombia named Cindy, who had also been to Turkey before. She knew the most Turkish out of all of us, so that was very helpful to have her around. And then we had a Canadian couple named Mark and Emilia, who also came. This was their first time as well. They stayed for a shorter amount of time because they had kids back home. So they were there for 1 month. Us three girls stayed for the rest of the 3 months. And yeah, again, we went to Antakya, Turkey. It's a very old city, obviously it's in the Bible, and it was one of the cities that was hardest hit by the 2023 earthquake. So while we were there, obviously it's 3 years later, but there was still a ton of destruction. The place where we stayed, around there, buildings had kind of been constructed and it was almost back to normal. They were actually in the process of redoing the sidewalks while we were there, but the downtown area was still like one big construction site. All the like the Catholic and Orthodox churches and all the historic district down there, they were still very much in the process of rebuilding, still building a ton of new apartment buildings, and there was a lot of what they called container cities, which is just huge areas where there are containers for people to live in who still don't have their houses back after 3 years from the earthquake. So part of why we went to that city was that my church had some prior connections. They went and helped out there right after the earthquake. But also because that church has a lot of new believers since the earthquake, which is really exciting, mostly women, but they don't have very many mature believers in the church to disciple and lead and to lead ministry. So that's why we went. Originally, our objectives were to go and help with kids ministry, teach English, and then teach some music lessons. The main two parts of our life there were the regular church life that we helped out with and then our connections with different youth in the city. So in terms of church life, we served on the worship team. We had to learn like six new Turkish worship songs every week, which is really fun, but also really hard. We were trying to learn Turkish while we were there as well, which is really fun. We helped with the kids' church. Again, there were eight total people who stayed at the church after the earthquake, and half of those are like youth, like late teens, early 20s. So the youth are all in charge of the worship team, and they're in charge of kids' church, and they basically run a lot of the ministry. So we wanted to go and give them a break while we were there. So we were planning the crafts for the kids' church and teaching sometimes, being on the worship team. And then we taught kids and adults English classes. It was a little bit tough. Sometimes we would have a translator there to help corral the kids, but mostly we were just trying to do the best we could with the language barrier. But we taught kids, and then we had two couples, adult couples from the church that we taught. And that was a really cool time to just get to know the kids. A lot of them were the same ones that we then had in Sunday school. And then we got to know the two couples really well as well. So that was really cool. We learned how to cook a couple Turkish dishes with a lot of the ladies in the church. And that was really cool to just go over to their houses, see how people do life there, and then hear their testimonies. So most of the new believers at that church are women, and then they bring their kids sometimes because that area of Turkey, so Antakya is like southern Turkey, kind of close to Syria in the Mediterranean. And of course, Turkey is overwhelmingly Muslim population, but the people in that area are Alevi Muslim, which is a specific kind of a branch that's a little bit more in between Christianity and Islam. They kind of talk a lot about saints, but they also talk about the prophets, and they're all very kind of confused. So the main thing, though, is that the men get to learn about what the faith looks like, and they get to go to the mosques and participate in the prayers and things, and the women are not allowed to know about any of it. So that was a great opportunity. After the earthquake, people were kind of reevaluating their lives, and the women started coming to church and realized they could have their own faith and they're allowed to learn about God here. So that's why most of the believers there are women. There were two families that their whole family came to church, the husband included, so that was really encouraging. But the main need is to disciple all these women, because there's maybe two or three mature believers who are discipling them right now. And it was hard for us to do that because we didn't know a lot of Turkish, but we tried to have conversations. Google Translate has come a long way, so it was very helpful. But yeah, we helped out. They have a lot of women's meetings as well, because of most of them are women. And then the other main thing we did was just all our relationships with the youth there. So the youth from our church, we got to know through worship practice. We started hosting worship and game nights for them. And then something that surprised me was there are actually three or four different churches in Antakya that are active and functioning. And so we would meet Christians randomly as we went out to cafes or something. And they were all young people, new believers since the earthquake. That was a really good connection for us because most of them spoke English. So we could actually have a conversation with them. And so we visited a couple different churches and made a lot of connections among the youth there. And then we had worship and game nights. And something else that was cool was we were able to model what worship looks like, because in Islam there's no culture of singing congregationally worship. So most people are super new and they don't know what that looks like. They don't think of singing as worship. So between being on the worship team and then having worship nights, encouraging people to engage and to sing, that was really cool to see. The other thing, it's really easy to connect with people there. Number one, because we were foreigners, so they just wanted to have us over to their house. Number two, because they're just generally hospitable. And then number three, with the youth especially, there's really nothing to do in the city still, because it's very much a work in progress. And so basically what they do all day is they go to cafes and hang out. So you can just invite somebody to go to a cafe and hang out and have a conversation with them. So that was something I appreciated. Some things that I learned from being there was just how serious the issue of Islam is. Intellectually, before I went, I knew, okay, we need to tell these people about Jesus. They don't know Jesus, this is bad. But just being in a country that's overwhelmingly Muslim and seeing the beliefs that they have and just the differences in the way that they don't have that close relationship with God in the way we do was really striking to me. We visited a few mosques. We stayed in Istanbul for a few days at the beginning of our trip. And it was a very weird experience because I'm used to going into visiting big cathedrals where there's crosses on the walls and this stuff. And it's kind of weird, but it's kind of familiar. But with the mosques, it was just a very different feel. There was a big area for the men to pray and then kind of a little dark closet for the women to pray in. So I think I was just struck by the need that's in Turkey, but then so many other countries also that we need to preach the gospel in. The other cool thing to see was the church in Turkey, which is growing. I think it's the case all over Turkey that there's a lot of new believers and they need more leaders and mature believers. So I'm excited to see what it will look like in 10 or 20 years when people are being raised up into helping out with the ministry. But it's really encouraging to see people come to faith and to hear their testimonies of how God met them and to see them excited to serve God and to see the way that the church functions there. Some things were very similar to here. Some things were very different, but I think I just got new vision for what God is doing all over the world and the way that he's building his kingdom is very encouraging. So prayer going forward, just because our team is not there anymore doesn't mean you can't still pray for the people in Turkey and for the other teams that are going. So if you want, you can be praying for the next relay team that's going this summer and then the longer trip next year, that God would send the right people, that they would be effective, finances and language learning. And then you can pray for the church there. It's called Antakya Mesiciler Church. Pray that they would continue to mature in the faith and that they would continue to have a good relationship with the city. They did a lot of earthquake relief, which gave them a really good reputation. And it's kind of a chiller area because of this Alevi branch of Islam. So it's not as undercover as it could be in other parts of Turkey, but continue to be praying for that good relationship with the people. And then pray that the Alevi Muslims would come to know Jesus. They know about Jesus, but they think he's either a prophet or a saint, and everyone kind of has their own favorite saint or prophet that they think is the closest to the truth. So you can pray that they would have spiritual clarity to accept Jesus as God and that he's the one way to salvation. But yeah, I think that's all I have. Thank you for praying and supporting. And yeah, it's exciting what God's doing in Turkey.